at age 60 or at age 70. So all of these pieces of the puzzle are critical to helping individuals get the right number saved along the way. What is clear, however, is the earlier you start, the better off you're going to be, because you have years and years of compounding benefits inside those retirement funds, IRAs, 401ks, Roth IRAs, SEP plans, simple plans, great things to participate in, so that you build the savings habit, build it early, build it often, and set aside as much as you can stand, and the day will come when you'll really appreciate the effort that you made to accumulate retirement funds. Most people need help with this, putting the plan together. So if you'd like some assistance, come on in and see me here in my Mission Valley office. Absolutely free visit. And I do meet with everybody personally here one-on-one. All you got to do is call my office and schedule a meeting. And we'd be delighted to meet you personally. 800-727-PLAN is my office phone number here in Mission Valley. 800-727-7526. When you call that number, we'll find a good time to have you in for a free consultation. And as I said earlier, I do meet with everybody personally, so you'll be stuck with me. You can also go to my website and communicate with me there if you want to check things out there. We have articles and newsletters and calculators and a really good 14-minute retirement planning video right in the middle of the homepage. Check it out. TheRetirementProfessor.com is the address. That is TheRetirementProfessor.com. Or just call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's it, my friends, for this edition of The Word on Wealth. As always, I thank you for joining us. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same place, on the same Salem Network stations. I'm the Retirement Professor, Marty Schneider. See you tomorrow.
This is AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station, a service of Salem Media Group.
KPRZ, San Marcos, Poway, San Diego.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, is the new old again. Now think about that. Is the new old again. Interesting. Also, we're going to be doing a little bit of Mr. Rogers stuff because we're going to be visiting neighborhoods. Yeah, that's what I said, visiting neighborhoods. We're going to look at what it means to keep it fresh. You've heard that expression before. And then we're going to wind this hour down with the necessity to keep the connection.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving. Now, I think that's a good idea. I think it's really hard to live and to prevail if there's no surviving. So let's say yes. Yes. For living. Again, I think living is a good thing, because without living, you're not listening. Unless you're living in the Lord, then you're always in the Lord, and it doesn't matter. Prevailing. That means we win every once in a while. You get to duck when the enemy throws a punch, and you get to counterpunch. So let's do lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, though, I'm not so interested in. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
National and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As Hurricane Irma with 185-mile-an-hour winds comes crashing towards Florida, Monroe County Mayor George Nugent says they've issued a mandatory evacuation order for the entire island chain of the Florida Keys.
We are now under an emergency evacuation mandate, both residents and our visitors. We would like people that are still here, if they can, to get out of here. Time is getting short.
But there's still uncertainty about exactly where Hurricane Irma will go.
It is right now essentially going west, and it's going to take a right turn to go more north. When it takes that turn and where it is when it takes that turn is key.
Science writer Seth Borenstein, and he emphasizes this is a monster hurricane.
It is still an extremely dangerous, catastrophic, life-threatening. These are all the words the Hurricane Center and the Weather Service use. You can't exaggerate how bad this thing is.
Florida Governor Rick Scott urged people to move quickly if they plan on evacuating. President Trump overruled congressional Republicans and his own Treasury Secretary Wednesday and cut a deal with Democrats to fund the government and raise the federal borrowing limit for 3 months, all part of an agreement to speed money to Harvey relief. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Mr. Trump simply agreed with Congress's two top Democrats on funding the government and raising the debt ceiling for 3 months.
His feeling was that we needed to come together to not create a picture of divisiveness at a time of genuine national crisis. And that was the rationale, I'm confident, for his decision.
Two French officials say the explosive TATP was found in an apartment outside Paris that authorities suspect Islamic State extremists might have been using as a lab. Some 100 grams of usable TATP were found in the Via Juif apartment, where a police operation was carried out earlier in the day. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station. Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared his thoughts on how divided the country is right now.
Never have I seen it more polarized and divided than it is today. State level, national level. I mean, very much so here on the national level. I mean, you can just see it in the way that the cable news networks cover the president. But, you know, the scripture also says that there will be this division toward the end of time. I mean, there'll be the wheat and the tares. There will be a clear delineation between what is good and what is evil. And I think we're seeing that. And now I think we can do more to work for the good of mankind, and we should strive to do so, but not be surprised. You know, what does light have to do with darkness? I mean, part of that is just the natural directions we're going, different directions.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know, sometimes I delay that on purpose just because I'm curious what it would sound like if you said San Diego, California, you know, Des Moines, Iowa. No matter where you said that, it just sounds like one of those things that people put in. You ever seen one of those commercials on TV where the guy goes, "Stay tuned for this phone number for you to call," and then it's some ridiculous number. Like, you know, somebody just inserted that number just there. I just find that amusing. Checking out the weather. It's not that bad. You know, it's okay. It looks like you got a cloud or so in the sky. If you're really into cloud imagination, it would look like a big wall of clouds coming this way, but never seems to turn out that way. At least not in the last little bit. I will tell you that this discussion we're about to have is not an easy nor necessarily uplifting one. If your goal in listening to the David Spoon Experience this particular day has to center around nothing but good feelings, this could be a little tougher. This might not be the case. I do plan on bringing it back around towards the end, but there is this one thing I want to talk about. It's important. It's difficult, but it's honest. It's earnest. And there's actually, in the next segment, going to be a little bit of theology on it that some of you have heard before and some of you have not. And remember, anytime you're listening, not just to me, but to anybody, okay? First and foremost, you have a personal responsibility before the Lord. You don't get to say to God, "Oh, my pastor said this, so it must be true." Okay, that is not acceptable. And if your pastor tells you, "Don't worry, I'll handle everything. I'll give you all the teaching. You'll never have to worry about anything. You don't have any responsibility." That's a nutcase. Get out, because that is not the case. Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." So that's your standard, Jesus Christ. That's number one. Number two, it is inevitable that there will be things that you do not agree with, not just in Christian radio and not just on the internet, not just on television or anything else like that. Because as you notice, there are multiple denominations. There are different streams of thought. There are different ways to view things. And there's nothing wrong with that. And quite honestly, what you thought of 20 years ago is probably not what you think now on every single category. And even if it is theologically, it's probably not that way in food. So I'm just giving you, there's, you know, diversity and things do change along those lines. But we use the scripture as our plumb line. We use Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. We use the 39 in the old, the 27 in the new. We believe that there are 40-ish authors, most likely 40, written over a span of thousands of years by people in all different types of life, from people that were what we would consider to be almost street people, to kings, to just regular laborers, fishermen. And this is what we use, and this is part of our process. Again, if you hear something and it doesn't check with you, your obligation is not to prove it right or wrong. Your obligation is to take that which the Lord commits to you as a steward and see if it processes for you. And between you and the Lord and his word, which is the standard, you determine how that best applies. And if in anything you're getting closer to the Lord, then that's good. That's what you're looking for, is not to reflect a minister. You're looking to reflect Jesus. Anytime the minister becomes the focus, somebody missed. Okay? One superstar in heaven, and no flesh shall glory in his presence. Okay? All right. Having said all that, what an intro that was. Here we go. It's called, "Is the New Old Again?" What does that mean? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 through 24. Still have to love me. It's a biblical requirement. "So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. Boy, it sounds like a whole bunch of people we know, huh? That, however, is not the way you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. You write books on stuff like this, right? Let's make it super simple in the initial approach. People become so insensitive. They've lost all sensitivity because of the hardening of their hearts, because they reject God. They continue to sin. Their heart gets hard, like calloused, and they can no longer hear or respond to any sense of righteousness, which is why you watch on television and see people who are Looney Tunes getting more Looney Tuned. That's why it happens. They've lost all sensitivity. They've separated from a life of God. And because of the hardness in their hearts, it gets worse and worse and worse. I was like, yikes. Yeah, yikes. You see it all the time. You see these defined positions. Yep, it is going to be sheep and goat. Yep, it is going to be wheat and tare. You just want to make sure you're on the right side of that discussion. Okay? All right. However, for the Christian, there is an interesting theological challenge. For Paul makes it quite clear as he's writing Ephesians, which is one of the great theological books. He says, look, in regards to your old you, you got to put the old you over there, and you got to put on the new you. You got to do that. So the old you's got to go over there. The new you's got to go over here. Well, what's the old you like? Well, the old you is rebellious man and opposed to God. Doesn't want to submit to the authority of God or the truth of God. Has a hard time, fights, kicks, screams. The new you is got the righteousness of Jesus Christ touching, and there's a desire to submit to God. Now, what you got to admit, without trying to be, super fancy, is inside you, and there's a couple other passages we can go to. We're not going to do that right yet, but inside you is a war. And in that war, there is the new you that continually tries to emerge, and the old you that continually peeks its head up. Let's understand something about the new you. When you are engaged in fellowship, in prayer, in the word of God, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, you are feeding the new you. Yay! Strength for the new you. When you are indulging in sinful behavior, or if you are indulging in pride and arrogance, and you are indulging in things of the flesh, you are feeding that old nature, and the old you is getting food. Boo! Old you. So you have the new you, yay, that loves Jesus, and the old you that loves the sin. Boo! The old you. Because those two are fighting. What's the problem? The problem is that you and I visit the old neighborhood too often. That's why I ask, is the new old again? When we come back, we're going to talk about visiting neighborhoods. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Since I turned my heart to
Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs. ThinkSam.com. That's ThinkSam.com. God bless.
I have read that buying a car, new or used, ranks near the top of consumers' most feared experiences. Maybe it's negotiating the price or fear of hidden defects that makes people wary. Regardless of the kind of transaction, everybody is looking for trust. Truth is like money. When we give and receive truth, trust is established. We give money to purchase a product, and we give truth to purchase trust. To the degree that we don't tell the whole truth, the trust factor is diminished. When you interact with people today, do everything you can to build the trust factor. Where trust abounds, fear is gone. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's trustworthiness on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Narsbek was delighted when the elders of his home village in Kyrgyzstan invited him to help distribute humanitarian items. But as his team was greeting the villagers, a group of young Muslim zealots rushed in and began pummeling the visiting Christians with fists and rocks. By God's grace, they were able to escape back into their cars. But even as they drove away, the mob continued throwing rocks and chanting, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." Kyrgyzstan law protects religious freedom, but police rarely intervene on behalf of persecuted Christians. Pray justice will be done, and Kyrgyz believers will continue to show God's love, even to their attackers.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in a prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Agent Squires and I were just talking off air, and he said, you really don't need any guests, which is indirect speak for, Mandy, you have a big mouth.
Thank you very much.
I'm teasing. Kind of. All right, so we've been talking about the old and the new, because this is really, I think, the real classic Christian struggle. When you get into the great historical theologians, and they talk about the old man and the new man. There is, I want to say it carefully, but there does seem to be in some of the older thinking an absolutism, like this. Well, you're all the way in the old, you're all the way in the new, and it's like, yeah, there's nowhere that in Scripture. There is all in Scripture. You ought to be in the new. It just doesn't always show somebody in the new. The only person that walked it perfectly was Jesus Christ. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. You think, well, the Apostle Paul did really good. Well, not even according to the Apostle Paul. And if you're looking for some evidence that he may have made a mistake, he did say Mark shouldn't go with him. And at the end of his ministry, he's like, okay, well, Mark should go with. It's like, things change because people grow. I mean, acknowledging Mark anyway. And oh, by the way, at the end of that whole thing, Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark. Not shabby. Not too shabby. Okay. All right, so there is this reality check on the old and on the new you and the old neighborhood and the new neighborhood. So I want to make sure you understand something, and then I want to do my best to, at the same time, destroy the typical theologies that sit there causing the confusion. Here is what it says in Romans chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Now, wait, did you hear that? Count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God. Got it. Therefore, verse 12, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Okay, cool. So what you get from Romans 6 is you don't have to offer yourself to sin. That's what you get. That's why verse 12 says, therefore, do not let sin reign. Now, does that mean we don't? Unfortunately, many of us visit the old neighborhood too often, but we must recognize that when you visit the old neighborhood and you walk in the flesh, that's a choice. Satan cannot make you do that. Did you know that? He cannot force you to abandon your new nature. He can't do that. You have to choose that. Now, one thing that I do want to dispel, because, and this is very important, is in Ephesians 4:22, it says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. It is really important for you to understand something. Your old man has been crucified. Did you know that? But that's positionally, not practically. Do you understand the difference? When Scripture says your old man has been crucified, the power of your old man has been crucified. Unfortunately, until God eradicates it from you, it's still corrupting. It's still in you, which is why verse 22 says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted. The old you is still getting worse. That's why when you visit the old neighborhood, it's worse than ever before. You go back to the old you, you're just as bad as you've ever been, if not 10 times worse. Because until God separates you from that, which is in glorification, it still exists. So you have to understand positionally and practically. Positionally, you are righteous and connected with God, and there's not a problem. Practically, he's slamming you with a 2x4 until you look like Jesus. You understand that difference? I bet you get that one. And when God hits you upside the head with a 2x4, and you go, what? What? And that's the Lord going, you are positionally fine. Practically, I'm going to make you look that way. Whack, 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 whack. And you're thinking, but that doesn't seem right. Oh, too bad. It's not your salvation. It's God's salvation. He gives it to you, does it the way he wants. He saved you. He's saving you, and he will save you. Okay. But until you're in that glorification where there's no more sin, guess what's inside of you? A sinful nature that does a lot of bad. Now, the old self, positionally, it has been crucified. So it doesn't own you. Galatians 5:24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. The problem is that too many of us don't live that way. The problem is that too many of us don't believe that the old self has been defeated. But it has been defeated at the cross. The same place that you were justified, the same place you're being sanctified, and the same place by which you will be glorified. The difference is that if you choose to visit the old you, you resurrect what was bad. You bring it back. God's not asking you to bring it back. You do it. And this is the fight that we go through. Have you ever heard of the word ambivalence? Ambivalence has to do with conflict. So it's a kind of an easier way to say, you know, I guess conflict's a better way to say ambivalence. But inside of you is an ambivalence. Inside of you is this war. Inside of you is the fight between the flesh and the spirit. When you're walking in the spirit, you're walking in that born again part. The new you, the one that loves the word, the one that hears a message and it resonates. And then when you're watching something else on TV, if it's in a sexual context or a violent context or just an inappropriate moralistic context, and that other part of you goes, ooh, that's the old you being just as stupid as the old you has always been. And even Paul makes mention of this, by the way, in Romans 6, 7, and 8. 6 is where we're declared free. Romans 7 is where he talks about the struggle of the flesh. In verse 8 is where he talks about the victory. So, you know, we definitely got to get to that victory point. But I want you to understand, inside of you is a war. The spirit lusteth against the flesh, and the flesh lusteth against the spirit, to use the King James. So, what do we need to do to keep the new man fresh? Now you know where it's all going. See, the whole thing is to lay the foundation so that you can understand there's a new you, there's an old you. You're supposed to be supporting the new you, not the old you. We visit the old us too often, and we should be staying in the new us. And there is a way to do a better job, and we want to examine what that is, because we want to do what we can do to operate in the new. I don't think any Bible-believing, born-again Christian sees that any real different. You know there's a conflict, but you also know there's a solution, because in Jesus, there's always an answer. So what we're going to do when we come back is look at a different passage that kind of throws it up at us and says, you want to keep it fresh? Do this. And that, we're going to find out, is what's going to help us walk in the new us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, coming back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many other historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renewed vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead the tour. 4 and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit ExperienceIsraelTour.com. That's ExperienceIsraelTour.com.
The old saying goes, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. But today, Dr. Tony Evans explains men actually have the power to change the climate in their homes. He explains how it's done as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Before a vine can grow, it's got to have the right atmosphere. That's what it needs. Men, don't expect a summer wife if you bring home winter weather. Don't expect a vineyard to grow if it's snowing and hailing when you come home. You say, but what am I supposed to do? There's one simple answer. Outserve her. Boils down to that. Every man should outserve his wife. Yeah, but you say, but you don't understand. Evans, I'm tired. That's wrong with you preachers. You're not practical. All you do is preach. I'm tired when I come home. When you come home, that's your second job. You come home to serve. You come home and you wrap her in your arms and said, I've been away from you all day. Couldn't wait to get home to let you know. Can't get my mind off of you. You come home and say, how can I support you, help you, serve you? How can I help with the kids that have been driving you crazy all day? Tell you what, while you cook, let me set the table. And while you wash, let me dry. You say, but I don't feel like doing that. The idea is that you come home to serve. And the thing is to outserve your wife. It's as simple as that.
Learn more about what it means to lead by serving. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' best-selling book, Kingdom Man, for yourself, your brother, uncle, husband, father, teenage son, or your church study group. Visit us at TonyEvans.org and click on the link that says Making Kingdom Men. That's TonyEvans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, the best way to reach the show, David Spoon at kprz.com. Shout out to Agent Squires, doing an excellent job on the board. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Maybe tomorrow or the next day we'll get a chance to talk a little bit between him and I. It happens to be that Agent Squires is a big movie fan, and so there's some things we do want to talk about because some new movies have come out. Every once in a while we like to talk about those. Primarily, though, I'm a foodie guy. Although I was pretty happy that Michigan, and from a football point of view, won, beat Florida. That was good. All right, so we have been discussing a tough but fair issue. And you might be thinking, well, how do you see this as tough and fair? Well, I think being honest and saying what Scripture says, the Spirit lusteth against the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and understanding that there is a war inside of you, old man and new man. Now, the new man's going to win because the old man going bye-bye. But until the old man goes bye-bye, we gotta put a pair of shackles on that guy. Gotta calm that guy down. So what's important is to understand that there's an old nature and a new nature. The old nature is positionally crucified. Just need to reference Galatians 5:24, but it is practically still increasing in unrighteousness. Just look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22. But what we need to do is give as much ammo to our new guy. I think that's pretty easy. If you've got a U and the U is split in two, and one of the U has to be, or both have to be fed, but you have to feed the new guy so he's strong. Remember, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You have to feed that new guy and give him strength, because it certainly seems like there's plenty of food for the old guy all around, especially in the world. So I ask these stupid questions. Like, what do you do? Give me some real practicals. Okay, fair enough. Colossians chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. Of course it's in Scripture. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must also rid yourself of such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Which is being renewed in not. Here's the key to understanding how you get more into the new man and less feeding to the old man. It's through the knowledge that's according to God's image that you keep that new man renewed. You want to keep that new man, the transforming of your mind, not conforming to the world, but transforming of your mind. Well, how do you get that transformation to take place? How do you know what the good and perfect, the good, better, and best will of God is? How do you know where to find the knowledge that's according to God's image? Where do you find the knowledge that is according to God's image? Because I need that knowledge to keep my new man renewed so my old man doesn't have as much strength, so that I can beat up the old man, walk in the new man, and be more Christ-like. Where do I find the knowledge that's according to God's image? The B-I-B-L-E, that's the book for me. I stand by faith in the word of God. It's the B-I-B-L-E. How hard is that? Where do you find the knowledge that's according to God's image? Let's see, somewhere here between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. Thank you. Yes, it's the word of God. Yes, that's where you keep the new man renewed. Yes, that's how it's designed. How about this? Psalm 19, verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. How about this? All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Oh, come on, Dave. Are you trying to tell me that by getting into the Word of God, I can renew my new man because that's the knowledge according to God's image, and that renewal gives strength to my new man, and that renewal process that gives strength to my new man is then enabling me not to walk so much in the old man and to resist some of those temptations and to be strengthened and to not be conformed to the world, but have my heart and mind transformed into the kingdom of God? Are you trying to tell me that by getting into the Bible, that can make a difference? Let's see. Every scripture is God-breathed. Yes? 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. God creates the planet. There is somebody named Adam down there that God does something to, so he becomes alive. What does God do? What does he do, folks? He breathes into Adam the breath of life. Adam becomes alive. And guess what? Alive to God. Well, isn't that funny that the same breath that went into Adam is the same breath that's in the scripture, since all scripture is God-breathed. So if all scripture is God-breathed, it's the breath of God that's in all scripture. And scripture is breathing on us the breath of God. And what happened to the last guy that had the breath of God fall on him? His name was Adam. He came to life and had fellowship with God. Wow. You're trying to tell me that the reason that these preachers always say pray and read the Bible is got all these deeper thoughts? Yeah, even if they don't know that, that's what it's all about. And it's so important for you and I to understand that to keep that new man renewed, we got to get our BFN in the book. Now, while you're contemplating what that is, some of you have listened to the show for many years, and you know what that is. It's your big fat nose. And you got to get that big fat nose in the book. And you say, well, Dave, should I use the King James? Should I use the New King James? Should I use the Greek? Should I use the Hebrew? Should I use the Bavarian style? Can I use the Swiss style? Okay, Swiss rolls, Bavarian rolls, all those are great. But use whatever version is working for you. Hey, if it's the King James only for you because it works for you, fantastic. I'm pretty sure, though, God doesn't say, yea, thus saith. Now, he might have in 1611. But he didn't in 33 A.D. I think it came out more Greekish. You know what I mean? All right. Why is that important? Because people should stop picking on the dumb thing. If your God is so inadequate that he can't use a translation to speak to somebody, dump that God. He's terrible. My God can speak through a donkey, let alone a different Bible version. My God opened the donkey's mouth and rebuked the prophet Balaam. That's how good my God is. Well, you get the version. Look at, if you love the NIV, if you love the NASB, if you love the ESV, if you love the Good News Bible, by the way, that's the one that God used to save me, certainly worked for me for 40 years. I think the point is, it's whatever the Lord's using, whatever. One thing is for sure, I read the New King James Version. I really liked that. Then I read the NIV. I felt like I was reading the Bible all over again. Then I read the NASB, which is supposed to be the driest version. I guess if you like the Bible, it's not dry. I mean, I like it. It's one of my favorites. It's one of my most marked up Bibles. So is my Berean Study Bible, a new translation. Fantastic. Guess what? God's big. And he can talk. Go with it. Don't insult him by saying, oh, you can only do this. Hey, don't be dumb. Just get in the book. BFN, big fat nose, in the book. Read it so that your new man can go, thank you for some food. I really appreciate that. And your old man can go, what? That's the goal. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and come back with a close. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Pastor Ray Bentley invites you to Maranatha Chapel in San Diego to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets Wednesday, September 20th at 7 p.m. This unique celebration is a tradition for the family at Maranatha. It's an inspirational reminder and rehearsal of end times prophecy. Pastor Ray offers a biblical look at the Feast of Trumpets and a special message. For information and directions, go to events.maranathachapel.org or call 858-613-7800.
My friends, Tom Lewis for Cross International. This is a critical month for children in the country of Kenya and South Sudan. Also critical month, as you well know, for those families suffering in the Houston, Texas area and surrounding communities. Through Cross International, you can give a double blessing gift. Here's how it works. When you give your gift for Africa to feed a child through the next 5 months, through the end of January, that is a $60 one-time gift. That provides the food they need for these suffering children and families. But when you call the number I'm about to give you, you can add on a special love gift for the families and friends in Houston that have been through so much. Let me give you the number. You can use your credit card when you call 866-946-8233, 866-946-8233. Let's be the hands and feet of Christ. Call right now. Call 866-946-8233 or kprz.com.
How often have we all said, life just ain't fair? Hello, this is Chuck Swindoll. Well, the truth is, life is not fair. Are any of us surprised by that? Families are torn apart by divorce. Disease comes and steals the light from a loved one's eyes. For some of us, it's been an unfair situation at work or at school, or even at church maybe, and we can't seem to make it right. Well, listen to what Peter reminds us of. Even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear intimidation, and do not be troubled, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Don't let life's unfairness steal your joy.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Was a proud man, thought I made a stand. But now I'm down on my knees.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A little information I got to give Agent Squires. The window washer was heading up because I saw him go up during a break. Aha, I just thought I'd let you know that. People don't know. Outside of my window, were on the fifth floor outside of the window, are these ropes that were dangling for quite some time. And then up it went. So I feel better because somebody's not stuck looking in the window at us while we're doing the show.
I didn't see them, but were they dressed as Batman and Spider-Man, perhaps?
They were not. Oh. And I will say that I think that's cooler to watch people when they're doing it that way. And I really do miss the old Batman where he's walking up the wall and the wall's turned sideways. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you not miss that? That was, and then he'd be walking up there and then somebody would open the window and they'd have a casual conversation.
Hello, citizen.
Yeah. Hello, citizen. Like, what is that? Hello, dude in weird outfit walking on my wall. This is called protection. Anyway, so, I mean, just you got mentality. But anyway, a little fun back in the day. Let's finish up what we've been talking about. Been talking about the new and the old, kind of split between the two from time to time. And we need to be very careful not to support the old us, which if you thought the old you was good, you wouldn't have become a Christian. I'm just saying, if you thought the old you was fine, and there's a lot of problems with the old you and the old me. And by the way, when I say old you, I'm not discarding the old me. I mean, I'm not trying to say it doesn't exist way too much. I visit the old neighborhood way too much. Now, some places in the old neighborhood I do not go. But I can tell, as you know, as I've gotten older, that there are some things that I have allowed into my life, even after being a Christian, that I should have done a better job being diligent either to remove or to challenge. And the Lord, it's amazing. It doesn't seem like the Lord ever stops working on any of it. I don't think God goes, well, he's 60. Forget it. It's like, that doesn't happen. It seems to me like the Lord goes, he's 60. Let's hurry it up, you know, kind of thing. So it does seem kind of different. Anyway, so it's important to understand the old you, the new you, and that you got to be careful visiting what neighborhood, and then really understanding that the way to keep it fresh, a Colossians chapter 3, verse 7 through 10, through the knowledge that's according to God's image. And where do you get the knowledge that's according to God's image? You get it in the Bible. I know that people make fun of the book all the time. Oh, I mean, I talked to somebody, oh, God didn't write that book. So I asked him, I said, I asked this person this question. Do you believe that God just happened, by the way, late last week? Do you believe God created the universe? He goes, yes. I said, so you believe he can create the universe, but he can't write a book? I said, fire God's PR person. They're terrible. I mean, how does he think that way? Look at your God can do anything, right? Let's just talk about what the anything is. He can raise the dead. Yeah, I got to go with he can write a book. I don't know. Call me crazy. And we understand in that book that there is breath that comes to us. The same breath that went into Adam is the same breath that went into scriptures. All scripture is God breathed. So the breath of God is in the passages. Now, when you read the Bible, there are many times where you read it and you will know your spirit is being strengthened. There's other times where you're not there, not responsive, or you're distracted. I've read the Bible many times where I felt like there was a great distraction taking place. What's just the most amazing part is there's never a great distraction when I'm reading an article in the paper. Just when I'm reading the Bible. Kind of weird. So what I want to kind of close it on is just understanding that we need to have an active connection to God's word. That's a big key in keeping our new nature strong and our old nature neutered, which is an appropriate thing to do so that the old us doesn't get the best of us and trick us. In fact, scripture is pretty interesting because it'll say, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. But sometimes we're not in Christ. I mean, we believe in Christ. We're just not walking in Christ, and that's not good. Gotta do a better job. And we can and we will. But we need to understand some of those basics. And it's not just when they say from the pulpit or when somebody just says to you, well, just read your Bible and pray. You have to understand the depth behind it. Maybe they're not saying it with all the depth that we just spent in this last hour. But when you read the Word of God, you are embracing the knowledge that's according to God's image. And that feeds your new man and strengthens you and enables you to rise up and walk in not just fellowship with God, but in an understanding of faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it gives you the perspective that God wants you to have, since He communicates His heart through His Word. I was like, okay, that's a good thing. Yeah. I could have spent the whole hour talking about prayer and done this. You know how that. But this is something a lot of you, I do think, struggle with. And I think some of you struggle with. You got a Bible that's 900 years old. Now, by that, I mean you haven't bought a Bible in 20 years. Hey, you know, we got this fancy thing now in Bibles, by the way. It's called large print. So, get up and live a little. You know? No, that's the only anointed one. That one that's 6'4" sits on my table in my living room, because that's a table Bible. That's right. That's a table Bible. How about a reading Bible? That's good. And people aren't impressed if they walk in and see a big Bible on a table. They just think there's something wrong with you because it's not in your bedroom. Anyway, I'm just saying, for those that are, look, get in the book and let that refreshment, that renewing come upon you. Listen to what that passage says, and we'll close it with this. All scriptures God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. There is a preparation that takes place when you engage with the Word, and it helps you, tune in the tuner better. You have a radio and you can't get the station? It's a radio station. We're doing that example. Well, this is how you tune in the God station more. Use the Word of God. You'll get the right call letters. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's twice I messed that up. We're going to take a short break and then come back in about 22 hours. Have a lot of fun. Till then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.